Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ches Tzadi. We are up to Sif Yud Dalid. We are on the second to last line on page Ayin Dalid. We're about to turn on to page 148. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Dalid, Hayu Yoshvin b'beis ha-midrash v'heviu lahem or. They were sitting in the beis medrash, everyone was learning, and they brought in the Havdalah candle. So echad mevarech l'kulam, one person makes the bracha for everyone. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Hey, why they bring an Havdalah candle in the middle of the Beis Medrash? Mayri, we're dealing with a case, Shehevdilu Mikfar, they already made Havdalah. But v'lo hayo lahem oz or besamach lahem shiu na'osin la'oro. But they didn't have a candle where the fire was close enough that they could benefit from it. They weren't able to make the bracha on the or. The atan is damin lahem. And now they have a candle they can make the bracha on, so they bring it into the Beis Medrash for everyone to make a bracha. Oh, or the other scenario is, Sheyodim shelo yelem kos balayla. They know they're not going to have a kos that night. The imitzapim shelem kos, because if they anticipate having a kos later on, muta sheyamtinu bebirchas haner v'yasajru al kos. It's better to wait with the brach on the candle and put everything together on the kos. Kamosha gasadnu el besif kodan dalad. So says the Mishnah Berurah, one of two scenarios. Either they made Havdalah, they didn't have a candle, now they got the candle, or they don't anticipate having a kos that night at all, so they're hopping around the bracha on the candle. That's why the candle is being brought in the middle of the base medrash while everyone's learning. Sivkotan lamid vav, the mechaber paskin, one person makes a bracha from everyone. There's a very big musar shmuz that comes out of this Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, echad mevarech l'kulam, the afal gav that tzrichim kulam lishtok, even though everyone has to be silent, v'lishmoa birchaso, and they have to listen to the bracha of the mevarich, v'havi bitl beis ha-medrash, it's going to be bitl taira, everyone has to stop learning to hear his bracha, v'im kein hayatov yoser shi'evara kolecha la'atzmo, therefore it would have been better if everyone made their own bracha, afilu hachi ha'adifa, still this is better for one person to make the bracha, mishum b'rov am hadras melech. Now that's a pella. What's the difference if one person makes the bracha and you're pausing to listen to his bracha, or you're making your own bracha? You're taking up the same amount of time. So this is in fact the machlokas beishamai beishilah, and the gemara beishilah says one person makes the bracha b'rovam hajas melech. Beishamai says everyone makes their own bracha because the bittul beis hamedrash, and the rabbeinu Yona says that the pshat in beishamai is that if you listen to someone else's bracha, not only do you pause the time of the bracha, you also have to answer amen. So it's an extra three letters of bittul Torah. So Beishamai says that you have to have every person making the bracha to save those three letters. Comes the Mechaber and says, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that one person makes the bracha for everyone, even though it's going to cause this greater bittul Torah of the three letters of the word amen. So really, it would have been better for everyone to make their own bracha, go much faster, less bittul Torah, but still, Berovam Hajas Melech wins out, but we see that three letters of time is considered a bittul Torah. That is something that we should all take to heart. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasu ha'achronim le'achronim, right. Da'afilu misha kfar berach borei me'ori ha'esh, even one who already made the bracha borei me'ori ha'esh, yochol lachzor u'levarach lo'otzi b'nei beis, so he can go ahead and make the bracha again for the members of his household. This is like a birchas ha-mitzvah. Unlike we said by besamim, that's a birchas ha-nen, and you can't make the bracha for other people if you're not taking part in the hanah. But over here, you were yotzei the mitzvah already, you can still make it for others. If you look at note number 28, in the second paragraph, he points out, the Chazanish argues, ve'achazanish kosav, she'ein bebirchas haner din arvus. There is no din arvus by the bracha on the ner. Umi sheyotze yedei chavaso eino yochol hotzi achem. If you already yotze the bracha on the ner, you cannot be motzi others. She'ein bracha zun nechsheves kebirchas hamitzvos. This is not considered birchas hamitzvos. So here we have a major machlokus between the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish. Can I be motzi others in the bracha on the ner if I was already yotze? The Mishnah Berurah says that you can, and the Chazanish says that you cannot. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Tesvov. Ner b'soch cheko, a person has the candle in his chest, o b'soch panas, or he has it in a panas, which is what? Pirish. Kli shenosein bo haner shelo tichve. It's some kind of vessel that you put the candle in so it shouldn't extinguish. O b'soch asbaklaria, or it's also another kind of kli, but it's a clear kli that you can see right through. Or roes ha-shalheves ve'enu mishamish l'ora. Or any case where you could see the flame, but you can't benefit from the flame. Or mishamish l'ora, you could benefit, you could use the light, ve'enu roes ha-shalheves, but you don't actually see the flame. In all these cases, ein mevarach in aleh, you cannot make a brach on such a candle. Achihei roes ha-shalheves u'mishamish l'ora, until you could actually see the flame and also benefit from its light. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Vav, Ner Besolcheko, Hainu Shahisa Tmuna Besolcheko, was hidden, hopefully in a safe way, so it's not going to burn your clothes, inside of his chest, She'eno Roa HaShalhevis, where he can't see the flame, Velo Nishtamish L'Ora, and you can't even make use of the light that it is giving off. V'chein Ponas Ki Agavna, the case of the Ponas is the same idea, that it's in some kind of encasement that's not clear, and therefore you can't see the fire well, and you're not benefiting from the light. V'hoder Mosef Asbaklaria, then the Mechaber added on, or the case of the Asbaklaria, the Afal Pishu Roa Es Ha'or Derech Asbaklaria, even though it's clear, and therefore you certainly can see the light through the clear case, Mikomakom Lo Mikri Zer Re'iyah Mamish, that's not called a real Re'iyah, Le'inyan Birchas Boreim. It's not good enough to see it through a glass case. We need to have that the light is totally revealed. The Magen Avram Ushari Achronim Kosu. The Magen Avram and other Achronim, right? The Dafka Beponas Yishal Barzel. Dafka, the first case, the Kli, the Ponas, which is made out of iron. Af Sheyeshbo Nekovim. Even though there are holes in it, Ein Roa Hashalheves Lahedya. You can't see straight away the Shalheves. It's not so clear. Aval Baasbaklario Shal Zechuches. But if it's a clear glass encasement, Mikri Roa Shalheves, that's fine. The Achronim argue with the Mechaber, and they say if you can see through the glass perfectly well, so that is good to make a bracha on. And you can make a bracha on it according to the Magen Avraham and the other Achronim if you're near it, that you can make use of the light that is coming out of it. Even though the Achronim argue with the Mechaber, in the Bir Halacha he does bring down some poskim that hold like the Mechaber, that the case of the Asbaklaria is not good. The Alkain, and therefore, ain't kedai lechatchil lahakel bazeh, it is better not to make the bracha when the candle is being blocked by even a clear glass. Sivkotan lamed ches. The next case of the Mechaber was Roes HaShalheves Ve'enu Mishtamish La'ora, where you could see the flame, but you can't benefit from this light. What's the case? Says the Mishabura Kigon Sha'omed Ne'rachok, you're standing a bit away, far away from it. Ve'lo Yuchal Lahakir Bein Matbeh L'Matbeh, from the place that you are standing, you cannot differentiate between two different types of coins. And the last case was Sifkatan La'mites Mishtamish La'ora Ve'enu Roes HaShalheves. You're able to use the light, but you don't see the flame. How is that possible? Kigon Sha'omed Minatzad, for example, you're standing on the side, you're not able to see it because you're not in front of it, but you are able to benefit from the light. All these cases, the Mechaber told us, you should not make a bracha on it. You have to be Roas HaShalheves and Mishtamish La'ora. That concludes Simen Reish Ches Tzadi. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night we'll begin the new Simen Reish Tzadi Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.